愿主的恩惠平安时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
And hallelujah, may the joy and grace of our Lord be always with our brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们今天能够平安的度过了一周，来到教会敬拜他。
And thank God that we have peacefully passed through another week and we're here in His church to worship Him.
这个月的第一号，我们开始进入了历代志下。
And the first of this month, we have entered into Second Chronicles in our Bible reading progress.
1号1章2号2章然后今天6号第6章所以非常简单来记得当天要读的是哪一章。
And the first was the first chapter, and today is the sixth, it's the sixth chapter, so it's very easy for us to remember where is our progress.
好，那历代志下它从一开始主要就是讲到所罗门王的一个统治的开始。
And the Chronicles records the beginning of Solomon's reign.
从历代志上的最后一章讲到大卫统治的结束。
The last chapter of First Chronicle talked about the end of David's reign.
那历代志下第一章开始就是所罗门王他的统治。
And the beginning of Second Chronicles is the beginning of Solomon's reign.
那所罗门王他在统治呢，他所做的要做的第一件事情就是要建造神的殿。
During his reign, the first thing Solomon was to do was to build a temple of God.
这一件事情对他的重要性甚至比建造自己居住的地方还要更重要。
And this matter held a higher importance than that of building his own home.
所以他用四年的时间来做准备建造的这个工作。
He used 4 years to do the preparation work for building the temple.
所以在四年后，他做完的第四年二月的时候，他就开始动工了。
In the second month of the fourth year of his reign, he began the construction.
我们请翻开到历代志下。
Let us turn to Second Chronicles.
所以历代志下，如果像今天是第六章哈。
And today our progress is Chapter 6.
这第六章这边讲到的是所罗门王在献殿的一个过程。
And chapter 6 talks about the process of which Solomon dedicated the temple.
特别是他献殿的致辞以及祷告。
And especially his speech and prayer during the dedication.
但是这整个献殿其实是从第五章一直到第七章。
The whole process of dedication spans chapter 5 to 7.
从约柜进到就是圣殿已经盖好了哈。第六章第五章的第一节说所罗门做完耶和华殿的一切工。
Chapter 5 verse 1, so all the work that Solomon had done for the house of the Lord was finished.
所以说建造的过程好了。
And so the construction part was
硬体的建造已经建造成功了。
And the hardware was finished.
然后再来他的第一步骤呢就是把约柜运到圣殿。
And the first step after that is to bring the ark into the temple.
然后在第六章里面为做这个献殿的过程的一个祷告以及致辞。
And beginning in chapter 6, Solomon made a speech and a prayer for this dedication work.
然后第七章主要就是讲到为了献殿而做的一个献祭燔祭。
And then chapter 7 talks about the burnt offering he made at this dedication.
这个是整个所罗门王他献殿的一个过程。
And this is the process by which Solomon dedicated the temple.
这一件事情是重要的，所以圣经特别用大约三章的一个篇幅来做一个描述。
And this is a very important event, and therefore the Bible records it through 3 chapters.
所以当硬体的设备盖好之后，第一件事情就是把约柜运进到这个圣殿里面至圣所。
After the temple was physically completed, the first thing he did was to bring the ark into the most holy place.
我们请看到历代志下的第五章。
Let us turn to Second Chronicles chapter 5.
五章的第四我们看第二节到第四节。
Let us read verse 2 to verse 4.
第二节，所罗门将以色列的长老、各支派的领袖，并以色列的族长召聚到耶路撒冷，要把耶和华的约柜从大卫城，就是锡安运上来。第三
，verse 3.
于是以色列众人在七月节都前都聚集到王那里。第四
，verse 4.
以色列众长老来到，利未人便抬起 约柜。好，所以这边看到说他们把约柜运进来的方式呢是用抬的。
And here we can see that the ark was carried into the temple.
好，这是完全合乎神的旨意。
And this is exactly according to God's will.
好，那这个其实是一个很，虽然它是一个运约柜的方式，但是它却是蛮重要的。
Even though this is only a method of transporting the ark, but this is very important.
他这边特别说到抬啊，有可能是因为之前他学习到了他的父亲大卫所失败的一个教训。
And here is specified that they took up the ark, likely because he had learned from his father David's failure.
好，如果我们看到历代，我们回复习一下哈，历代志上的十三章。
And let us review First Chronicles chapter 13.
历代志上的十三章
First Chronicle chapter 13。
好，历代志上的十三章一开始其实大卫他的心是好的，他想说我们在所罗门在我之前那个王的年间，我们没有在约柜前求问神，那现在神让拣选了大卫做以色列的君，他希望我们能够回到约柜前的一个敬拜。
In actual fact, David's heart was in the right place, and he said that, for we have not inquired at it since the day of the since the days of Saul, and therefore he wants to bring the ark back.
哦，那全会众觉得说这个主意是好的。
And the assembly believed this was good to do.
哦，我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
好，他们将神的约柜从亚比拿达的家抬出来，放在新车上。乌撒和亚西约赶车。第八节。
Verse 8.
大卫和以色列众人在神面前用琴瑟锣鼓号作乐，极力跳舞歌唱。第九节。
Verse 9.
到了基顿的禾场，因为牛失前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住约柜。第十节。
Verse 10.
耶和华向他发怒，因他伸手扶住约柜，击杀他，他就死在神面前。好，那所以约柜他第一次在运约柜的时候用这个车啊，结果发生了一件很不幸的事情。
When he first moved the ark, he used a cart, and something unfortunate happened.
哦，所以说大卫就心里非常的忧愁，那也不敢把约柜运到他的大卫城里面。
And so David was very sorrowful, and he did not dare to move the ark to the city of David.
那大卫他就思考。
And so he pondered.
到底我们做了什么事情让神不喜悦？
What exactly did we do that we offended and angered God?
好，当然我们有你在做一件事情有三个部分哈。
Of course, when we do a certain thing, there are three aspects to it.
好，第一个是你的心意。
And first is our heart and intent.
第二个是你的方法。
And second is our method.
好，第三个是结果。
And the third is the result.
好，在这一件事情里面。
In this matter.
好，他的心意是好的。
His heart and intent were correct.
因为他的心意是要来更多的敬拜神。
Because his intent was for them to worship God more.
更加的接近神，不只是大卫，而是全部的百姓一起。他要带领百姓，我们要更加为神热心。
His intent was to lead God's people in drawing closer to God.
那结果也是好的，结果他是要把，就是把这个约柜运到这个城里面，然后结果应该就是大家会更多的来敬拜神，所以结果是好的。
And the result is also good that in the end, the ark is supposed to be in the city that more people will be revering and worshiping God.
但是问题出在方法。
But the problem was in the method.
因为所以说大卫他想了之后，他想说应该是我们的方法错了。
So after David pondered upon this, he realized it must be the method that was wrong.
所以到第十五章的时候。
And in chapter 15.
我们请看历代志上十五章。
First Chronicles chapter 15.
第二节。
Verse 2.
那时大卫说，除了利未人之外，无人可抬神的约柜，因为耶和华拣选他们抬神的约柜，且永远侍奉他。
Verse 2. Then David said, No one may carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord has chosen them to carry the ark of God to minister before him forever.
好，所以大卫他在思考，在寻求神的这个律例典章之后，当他有了更进一步的了解之后，他发现说原来我们的方法做错了。
After David pondered and after he consulted the Lord's commands and laws, and he realized that their method was wrong.
所以他承认错误。
And he admitted to his wrong.
而且他说，所以我们应该正确的方式是要用立位人，而且是要抬神的约柜，不可以，就是言下之意就是不可以用车子来运神的约柜。
And he's come to realize that the correct method was to have the Levites carry the ark instead of using the cart.
哦，所以这一次他们就用抬的，然后约柜就顺利的被抬到西安，抬到大卫城。
And this time they carried the ark, and the ark was successfully transported to the city of David, and that is Zion.
好，那约柜就来到了会幕之中。
And the ark came to the tabernacle.
那就在这边与以色列人大家一起献祭一起有很大的敬拜以及喜乐。
And that is where the Israelites would gather to worship and to make sacrifices.
而且大卫他真的照他所说的约柜运到这个大卫城之后，他常常有人在这个约柜，就是在会幕那边来侍奉神。
And just as David had promised, after the ark arrived at the tabernacle, he often had people serve in front of the tabernacle.
每一日都有安排人守门的做服事的，甚至诗班的一个诗班，不是唱给人听，而是唱给来荣耀敬拜神。
And he arranged for those to guard the tabernacle, and those who serve, and those to sing praises to God.
好，所以就得到了一个美好的一个结果。
And this is a very wonderful result.
所以所罗门他现在在要把约柜从会幕运到圣殿的时候。
And now Solomon is tasked to bring the ark from the tabernacle to the temple.
好，他吸取他父亲的一个教训学习，他就用抬的。
He had learned from his father's mistakes, and therefore he carried the ark.
好，所以这么说，利未人就抬起约柜，把它送到他们所盖好的圣殿里面。
And here it says the Levites took up the ark and brought it into the ark.
好，所以在这边我们可以看到，这个也是一个教育也是一个信仰上的传承。
And this is also a type of education from the generations.
其实教育的一个目的就是希望我们的下一代少走一些弯路，甚至是一些错误的路，能够直接走在正路上。
And the purpose of education and the goal is so that the next generation can make less of the mistakes that the first generation made.
但是我们这边也是看到了一个所罗门他的优点就是他身为一个下一代的，他愿意听从这个教训，他愿意听从这个教导。
And here we can see on Solomon's part, he was very willing to observe the lesson taught from the first generation.
所以他不像大卫，大卫要先做错一次，然后大卫后来也是做对了，也是得到神的祝福。但是所罗门第一次就直接做对，就直接得到神的祝福了。
And we can see David, he made the mistake first, and then he corrected it and was blessed by God. But Solomon did the correct thing the first time around.
好，所以在这边有一个重点，就是说，当在献殿的一个过程当中，在神的圣殿，神的尤其是关于神的约柜，好，这些神圣的物品要用神的方式来做，不可以用人觉得方便或者是人的方式来进行。
And over here it tells us that in any matter or work regarding the holy things in the temple or the tabernacle, this needs to be done according to God's will.
这个是在圣经里面我们很看重的一点。
And this is something that was very much emphasized in the Bible.
心意是好的。
His intent was good.
方法也要合乎神的道理。
The method needs to be according to God's teachings.
那结果自然神会带领，是一个好的结局。
And very naturally, God will guide the result to be a good result.
那我们最近在两个礼拜前我们在信徒大会过后有一个新的会堂购买的一个议题提出来。
And 2 weeks after we held our AGM, there is a proposal that we need to talk about regarding the new chapel.
好，那我们今天下午聚完会我们就有一个临时信徒大会要来讨论分享这件事情。
And this afternoon, after our service, we're going to have an EGM to discuss this matter.
那当时候有一个提出了一个关于应该算是关于道理上的一个问题。
And there was a question regarding the truth about purchasing a new church.
就是说到底我们的教会是否可以出租
？Whether or not we can rent out a whole or part of our church.
当然这个是一个行政上的问题，但是更重要，它是一个道理上的问题。
And of course, this may be simply an administrative exercise, but this is also a question on the truth.
所以今天既然我们刚好就是在来到了所罗门他献殿的一个过程。
And here we're studying the process of dedicating the temple.
那我想在这边也简单的跟大家分享一下从圣经来的一些教导以及一些方向。
I'd like to share with you some teaching and guidance and direction from the Bible.
会堂可不可以出租啊？如果讲回来，这一件很简单，会堂可不可以出租？
Can we rent out the chapel, the service area?
哦，就是说教会啦，教会可不可以做出租的这个工作
？Or can we rent out a church?
哦，这个其实也经过CC 啊，就是加拿大联络处也是负责人有一些很好的一个讨论。
And there's been a very good discussion among the CC members.
哦，但是我们看到有一个经节哈，一个主耶稣所做的一件事情。
And there was a verse regarding something that Lord Jesus had once done.
主耶稣来到了圣殿。
Lord Jesus came to the temple.
我们请看马太福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
21章。
Gospel of Matthew 21.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
和十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
马太福音二十一章。
Gospel Matthew 21.
第十二节和十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
耶稣进了神的殿，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子。
12. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the table of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves.
13节
13.
对他们说，经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
13. And he said to them, It is written, My house should be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.
好，这边，所以我们这边很清楚的看到主耶稣来到了圣殿赶出殿里一切做买卖的人。
And here Lord Jesus came to the temple and casted out those who were buying and selling in the temple.
好，我们先来看这个事迹哈。
And let us look at this event.
当然他们说到了神的殿，这些人到底在哪里做买卖？
So where exactly are they doing the buying and selling?
其实这些人不是像说，如果说我们今天以教会来说的话，他不是在会堂里面做买卖。
And in today's perspective, they are not doing the buying and selling in the chapel.
好，他不是在他们圣殿有敬拜的殿，他不是在敬拜，他是在外院，在外面。好像我们如果说今天以卡加利教会来说，他是在那个草皮上，外面的草皮上在那边做买卖。
And so in those times, we're doing the buying and selling in the outer courts, and translated to today's terms, they could be doing the buying and selling on our lawn outside.
其实他们一开始可能是也是好心啊。
Maybe in the beginning, this was for a good intent.
兑换银钱和卖鸽子。
And to change money and sell doves.
为什么要兑换银钱？
Why would they need to change money?
因为很多虔诚的犹太人，他们所住的地方不是耶路撒冷，他们是从很远的地方来，那他们有的是他们地方的钱。
And that is because many dedicated Jewish people would come from afar where their currency was different.
那他们来到了圣殿，我们昨天有讲到，不可以空手来。
And we mentioned yesterday when they come to the temple, they cannot come empty-handed.
照着他们的能力，他们要做献祭。
According to their ability, they need to make sacrifices.
那你可以想象，有好几个礼拜的过路程，你如果抓着一只鸽子，或者很难，很辛苦啊。
And if you can imagine them traveling for weeks on end, hand carrying a dove, it may be very difficult.
我在非洲，我们在坐车的时候。
In Africa, when we're in the cars.
真的有些人，他们就抓着，他们去拜访亲戚，就是抓着一只鸡啊，这样倒起来，绑起来，这样抓着，然后就坐在车子里面。
And when they go to visit a relative, they may bring a gift of a chicken, and they will just hold it by its feet.
那有时候鸡它就有一些误会，那就用脏了，就很麻烦了。
And sometimes there will be excrements from the chicken, and that would contaminate the car.
好，所以说要带一只，你要带这么久，它是很辛苦的一件事情。所以他们在这边兑换，其实他一开始的，我想他们的意思是说，帮助这些人，让他们能够更加方便一点。
And it is very difficult to carry a dove or an animal all this way, and therefore when they first set up this booth, it is probably for a good intent.
好，但是主耶稣在这边，他看到人的心。
But here, Lord Jesus saw their heart.
好，所以说主耶稣最后为什么用这么严厉的话来责备他们？
Why did Jesus rebuke them with such stern words?
因为看到他们的贪心。
Because he saw their greed.
好，他们已经从一开始的一个好心的要帮助，变成一个什么？变成一个得利的门径。
And they started with a good intention of helping them, and this attitude has turned into a way to benefit themselves.
哦，所以在圣经里面特别告诉我们，有些人以金钱为得利的门径，这个是不对的。
And the Bible warns us that those who use, those who are holy or worshiping to benefit themselves, this is wrong.
好，然后如果以就是说以要免去一切的贪心。
And they have to cast away all sorts of greed.
哦，所以从第一个洁净的一个层面属灵的角度，就是说，首先我们的心是不可以贪心的。
And so, from a cleansing point of view, from purifying point of view, we first have to examine our heart to make sure our heart is not greedy.
好，那是所以说，如果我们今天来说这个出租的一个事情，因为我们今天下午就要做出一个决定了。
And let's come back to the issue of whether or not we can rent a church.
因为出租的事情就是说，我们现在我们都有去看过那个地方，我们出租的不是会堂，而是会堂旁边，等于是会堂外面的这些教室。
And we have all seen the building, and if we were to rent, we would not be renting out the chapel, but the classroom surrounding the chapel.
或者是在我们聚会地方外面的一个运动的地方，或者是我们吃饭的地方，一个 gym。
Or maybe renting out the gymnasium around the chapel or our activity area.
但是如果是照着这一个地方来看的话，
But according to this specific passage.
哦，因为他们所做的买卖的地方，他们不是在，当然你如果今天说会不可以在聚会的地方出租出去，这个就更加的，但是他如果看当时候他们是在外面，那主耶稣都不允许。
And according to this event, Lord Jesus drove them out, and they were in the outer courts. They were not in the area of worship.
好，那我现在先来讲结论好了。
And I'll first go to the conclusion.
所以我们在经过一些负责人的讨论，我们 CCC 现在有一个结论。
And after the discussion with the board members, the CCC has a conclusion.
哦，那这个结论我们也送给了连总，那现在还在等他们的一个认可和回复。
And we have sent this conclusion to the GA, and we're waiting for their approval and reply.
那现在初步的结，所以这个是初步的结论，就是说，当这一个圣殿、教会会堂好了，会堂已经献给神 dedicate 之后呢，我们就不可以再做出租的工作。
And the initial conclusion we had was that once we have dedicated this church to God, then we cannot rent it out.
哦，一个会堂，像我们现在卡加利教会这个会堂是献给神的。
For example, our Calgary church right now has been dedicated to God.
哦，圣经里面把圣与俗分得非常的清楚。
In the Bible, it differentiates very clearly the sacred and the secular.
你归给神就是完全属神，神圣的使用。
And what you have given to God should be made use for sacred things.
那在里面我们就不可做属的事情。
And within this premise, we cannot do anything secular.
好像我们这边卡加利教会整个不包括在外面的草地全部都已经是归给神使用。
And for example, in our Calgary church,
都已经献给神了。
In our Calgary church, including the grass and the lawn outside, we have been dedicated to God.
好，所以照样的在如果我们新买的那个地方。
And in the same token, if we purchase a new church,
在我们献堂之后,
after we have dedicated the church,
我们献不是只有献一个房间啊，献是整个整体的献上。
We don't only dedicate one room or one chapel, we dedicate the whole building.
哦，就好像你献以前在献祭的时候，献祭牛羊，你要整只献上啊，燔祭，你不可以说啊，我留下一只腿，留下啊，不行啊，你要整只全部献上。
For example, in the past, if we were to offer a burnt sacrifice, we cannot sacrifice part of an animal and leave a leg, but we have to sacrifice the whole animal.
好，所以整个献上之后呢，就是属神的。
And after the whole has been sacrificed, it all belongs to God.
就包括那些教室，包括那个体育馆。
And that includes the classrooms and the gym.
好，那个时候就不可以再租出去。
At that time, we cannot rent them out.
好，但是在献堂之前。
But before the dedication,
献堂之前就是说在买这个会堂的一个过程当中。
During this process of purchasing the chapel,
因为我们现在在这个过渡的期当中，我们没有足够的能力来负担整个会堂。
Because in this process, we may not have the financial ability to bear up the burdens of the church.
所以是等于是我们跟其他的人一起来分享这个会堂。
So we will be sharing this building with others.
一起共用这个会堂。
We'll be using this building with
others. 我们付了一部分，那另外这个部分由他们在负担。
And we fund partially, and they will fund the remaining.
其实出租不是为了要赚钱。
We rent this out not to earn money.
而是他们在负担那一个部分的场所。
But to bear the burden of the financial cost.
就好像现在我们有些教会在还没有自己的会堂之前，我们也是到外面去租，或者是跟人家共用一个地方。
For example, in locations where we don't yet have a church, we will rent out another place.
在跟人家分享的地方，我们也不会把它做一个献堂的工作。
And if we are renting a place from somebody else, then we will not dedicate this place.
因为等于我们不是所有是我们拥有嘛，是跟人家一起的。
Because this is not wholly owned by us, we were sharing it with somebody else.
一直到我们可以承担所有的费用，就是说所有经营整个会堂的费用，自己承担自己拥有的时候，那个时候我们才来做献堂的工作。
And it's only when we could completely bear up the burden and the financial burden of the whole chapel, then we can dedicate the church.
那做献堂的工作之后，就整个会堂就是完全属于神的，我们就不再有出租的这些东西，这些活动。
And after the church has been dedicated to God, then the whole building belongs to God, and we will not rent any of it out.
所以说，如果从圣经的道理来看
，So from the truth of the Bible,
最重要的是从心里面要先去免去贪心。
And the most important thing is to make sure we don't have greed in our hearts.
那在方法上，我们也是要看清楚。
And we need to be clear on the method.
一个会堂献给主之后，就不可以做这些商业的活动，或者是买卖的活动。
A church that has been dedicated to God shall be free of all commercial activities.
它是完全属神的。
This will wholly belong to God.
那在这个献堂之前的过渡期，我们现在的一个决议初期的一个想法是说可以出租，就好像是跟就是像刚刚说的跟人家分享一样。
And during the process of purchasing a chapel, our initial conclusion is that we can rent out partially, and it is like sharing the building with others.
当然现在我们还在等联总他们的回应，因为我们 CCC 是直属联总的。
And of course, we're still waiting for the approval and reply of the GA.
或者是我们今天教务信徒，我们也要一起来做讨论。
And this afternoon, the members were going to discuss this.
如果大家觉得说我们绝对不可以租出去。
If the member's opinion is that we shall not rent any of it out,
那当然我们要尊重大家的一个决定。
Of course, this opinion will be respected.
好，那这个部分我们就先讲到这边哈。
And we'll conclude the section here.
好，我们继续看，回来看历代志下的第五章。
Let us turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
好，所以在这边从他们抬约柜，我们看到说，你不管做什么事情，其实你要回到圣经的一个原则，回到圣经的一个方法。
From how they transported the ark, we can see that no matter what we do, we have to go back to the method from the Bible.
不是照自己的方便，或者照自己的意思。
It is not according to our will or for our own convenience.
而是要来看神的一个旨意。
But it is according to God's will.
圣与俗要分得清楚。
There must be a very obvious distinction between sacred and secular.
在约柜运入圣殿这边，其实还有几点蛮特别的哈。
And there are some very interesting points on this process.
好像在第十节
In verse 10.
约柜里面唯有两块石板，就是以色列人出埃及，神与他们立约的时候，摩西在何烈山所放的。除此之外，并无别物。
Verse 10, nothing was in the ark except the two tablets which Moses put there at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt.
所以约柜里面只有这两个当时只有这两块石板。
At that time in the ark, there was only these two stone tablets.
但是我们有时候我们想说，不是好像记得圣经在哪里说约柜里面有好几样东西吗？
And but you kind of wonder, wasn't there somewhere recorded that there was a couple items in the ark?
我们看希伯来书。
Let us turn the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书的第九章。
Book of Hebrew chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章。
Book of Hebrews chapter 9.
九章的第四节
Verse 4
好，希伯来书九章第四节。
Book of Hebrews chapter 9 verse 4.
有金香炉，有包金的约柜，柜里有盛玛纳的金罐和亚伦发过亚的杖，并两块石板约板。
Verse 4, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant.
所以你一看这边的时候就说，哎，是希伯来书的作者记错了吗？
And when you read this, do you wonder if the author of the book of Hebrew made a mistake?
哦，好像我们有时候记圣经的一些 detail 会记错嘛，是不是希伯来书的作者也是记错了，人家约柜这个里面应该是只有这两块法板的石板的。
And sometimes we may remember the details of the Bible in error. Did this happen to the author of Hebrew?
在约柜章这边说到有另外两个东西，玛纳的金罐和发过亚的杖。
In the book of Hebrew, it mentioned there are two additional items in the ark, and that was the jar, the pot of manna, and Aaron's rod that budded.
其实这个在旧约里面也有提到。
This was mentioned in the Old Testament.
好，但是在这是特别在出埃及记和民数记里面提到的。
And this was mentioned in Exodus and Numbers.
好，出埃及记里面提到说，玛纳神特别吩咐摩西说要把玛纳放在什么约柜的前面外面呢？
And the Lord has specified for them to put the pot of manna in front of the ark.
还有那个杖也是神说要把它放在约柜的外面。
And God has also instructed them to put the rod outside of the ark.
而且要时常的放在那边做世世代代的一个提醒。
And it must be placed there so that the generations will be reminded.
好，但是来到希伯来书的时候，这两样本来在外面的东西也跑到了里面去。
But in the book of Hebrew, these two items, which were originally outside, were placed inside.
好，那就是其实不是希伯来书的作者写错。
It is not that the author of Hebrew made an error.
好，而是你在看希伯来书的时候，他希伯来书里面一直有一个主题，就是更美。
And there is a consistent theme throughout the book of Hebrew, and that is to be better.
他在旧约跟新约里面，他说这个新约是更美的约。
And between the Old Testament and New Testament, the New Testament is a
more perfect covenant. 所有的这个大祭司的职分是更美的职任。
And Lord Jesus being the high priest is a more perfect status.
现在属灵的帐幕也是这个圣殿是更大更全备的帐幕。
And the tabernacle now compared to the tabernacle before is more complete and more perfect.
我们现在有的指望在新约的指望是更美的指望。
And the hope that we have in the New Testament is also more perfect.
更美长存的一个家业，一个 inheritance.
And it is an everlasting inheritance.
好，所以说更美，还有什么？更美的复活。
And also a resurrection.
好，所以说在希伯来书里面，它一直有这个更美，更美，更美，更美。
And this is a resounding theme through the book of Hebrew.
所以说他在讲这个约柜的时候。
So when they talked about this ark,
它也是更进一步的，更进一步的，就是本来在外面的跑到了里面来了。
He made it one step further. So what was outside, he had placed inside.
哦，也就是说，在新约的时候，其实最重要的圣殿是我们个人。
And that is in the New Testament, the most important temple is us individually.
哦，所以我们在看这个建殿，整个所罗门建殿的一个过程，我们不要把它想，当然那时候是一个建筑物。
Even though the temple that Solomon dedicated was just a physical building.
好，但是到新约的时候，我们要更加进一步。现在所讲的这个献殿，所讲的这个教会，其实它是代表这些神宝血所赎的人。
But when we read the New Testament, we have to remember that when they talk about the dedication of the temple being sacred, it is talking about the people.
有一个更美的指望。
And to have a better hope.
有一个更美的约。
A better covenant.
好。这个是在新约里面要更加进一步的。
And New Testament takes us one step further.
所以旧约可能是外面外表的遵守，外表的一个割礼。
In the Old Testament, it may just be superficial. It's just a superficial circumcision.
好，外表的一个崇拜。
Or a superficial worship.
他们很注重外表。
And they were very emphatic on
the surface. 当然，神一开始就希望他们内心是好的，但是借着外表的要求来感动心里的一个崇拜。
Of course, God wanted their heart to be in the right place at the very beginning, but God is using these actions to motivate the heart.
但是到最后，他们外表看起来很好，但是里面却完全败坏了。
But in the end, they have very good deeds on the outside, but they have been corrupt inside.
所以主耶稣来的时候，他责备他们。
And therefore, when Lord Jesus came, he rebuked them.
他说你们是假冒伪善的。
That you are hypocrites.
其实他们所做的教说的教训不是不好。
In actual fact, the teaching they spoke was correct.
所以主耶稣跟他的门徒说，你要法利赛人所说的，你们要照着做，只是他们所行的，你不要照着做。
So therefore, Lord Jesus spoke to the disciples, saying that what the Pharisee has taught you, you must do, but you should not do according to what they do.
所以变成是一个外在，但是心中却没有。
So they superficially looked perfect, but in the heart they had the wrong intent.
好，但是在新约的时候，是把外面的要从心里面而发。
But in the New Testament, we need to behave and act according to our heart.
好，这个帐幕是不只是一个看得见的会堂，更重要的是建造。我们自己属灵的圣殿。
And the ark is no longer just a physical building, but it is to build up each member within the congregation.
哦，所以说当时候他们花了很多的时间、很多的精力、很多的金钱很多的努力建好荣美的当时候一个漂亮的很庄重的一个圣殿。
In the past, they spent a lot of wealth, a lot of effort, and a lot of time to build a very magnificent building.
好，我们今天的心，我们也是一样要付出很多的精力，很多的时间，甚至很多的金钱，然后建造的是我们荣美属灵的圣殿。
And today, in the same token, we have to spend a lot of money, a lot of effort, and a lot of time in order to build a very magnificent spiritual temple.
这个是为什么他当时候只是讲两块石板，然后在希伯来书却把这些石板跑到了里面去。
And this is the reason why.
就是说把其他的那个罐子和杖都跑到里面去了。
And this is why in the Old Testament the jar and the rod was outside the tabernacle, whereas in Hebrews it's inside.
哦，这个也是说神对我们的要求也提高了。
And this tells us that God has elevated His expectation of us.
好，我们来看，我们再看回到第五章哈。
Let us turn back to chapter 5.
历代志下的第五章。
Second Chronicles chapter 5.
五章的第十四节。
Chapter 5 verse 14.
好，其实当时候他们，你若从第十一节开始看起哦，当时候的祭司自洁，并不分班公职。
If you start reading from verse 11, you will see that the priests were sanctifying themselves.
哦，所以来献殿或者是在来做当时候殿里的圣工之前，他们先自洁。
Before they do any work in the temple, they had to sanctify themselves.
好，那在第十二节特别说他们穿细麻布的衣服。
And in verse 12, it specifies that they are wearing clothes of white linen.
好，当然这个。细麻布的衣服，说我们联系到知道所代表的是两件事情，在中启示录来看的话
，And from the book of Revelation, the white linen represents two things.
哦，一个就是受过主耶稣基督的宝血所洗净的。
And first is that the white linen represent being washed of the blood and being sanctified.
哦，就是接受洗礼。
And that is one who has received baptism.
洗去了罪。
To wash away our sins.
哦，被主耶稣的宝血所赎、所洗净，那就是白色细麻、白色的细麻衣。
And we have been washed and atoned by the blood of Jesus Christ.
那另外一个意思就是，也是在启示录讲的，就是他们所行的义。
And the second meaning that it represents is also mentioned in Revelation, and that is the righteousness that they've done.
哦，所以当这个祭司他们自洁，他是以一个圣洁、以一个公义的、有自己有公义的品性来服侍神的时候。
And when the priests sanctify themselves, it means that they have the heart of righteousness to serve God.
当时候，他们还特别的用各样的乐器、扬声、唱诗来赞美天上的神。
And they used all sorts of instruments and voices to praise God.
哦，他们说耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
For he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
哦，这边特别说到那时神的殿有云充满。
And it specifies here that the house of the Lord was filled with the cloud.
哦，甚至祭司不能站立公职，因为神的荣光充满了神的殿。
So the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
哦，这边所记载的是一个，当然这是一个意象，神的荣光充满了圣殿。
Of course, it's a vision that the glory of God filled His house.
哦，但是这个代表的是神喜悦悦纳。 当时候他们的行为以及他们的人。
And this represents that God was pleased and honored with and was happy with their deeds and the people.
好，所以今天如果到我们身上的话，
and if we translate that today to ourselves,
我们也要思考我们的所作所为是否是在有让神得到荣耀。
We have to reflect whether our deeds and thoughts give glory to God.
是否神也悦纳我们。
And does God find what we do pleasing?
哦，这是第一个部分。
This is the first.
那第二个部分就是这个殿是神荣耀所在的地方。
And second is the temple is where God's glory resides.
哦，这是神，当然神是充满世界万有的。
And of course, God is omnipresent.
但是特别他的身体是那充满万有者所充满的。
But he is especially present in his body.
好，就是所以他的荣光当时候是在圣殿这个地方。
And therefore his glory at the time was at the temple.
照今天来说是在他的教会。
And in today's terms, his glory will be in his church.
既然神的荣光在他的教会。
And since God's glory is in his church.
我们是否有尊敬这个地方？
And do we revere this place?
尊敬这个地方的人，因为这个是教会，教会代表是这些人嘛。
Do we revere the members that make up of this church?
哦，这个都是我们在这个神的荣光充满，我们可以学习到的。
And this is what we can learn from this incident where the glory of God filled the temple.
好，我们那早上我们就先学习第五章哈。
And this morning we're going to learn from chapter 5.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
119首。
119.